Former West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder is on a mission to ensure the Utah House District where he lives remains in Republican control. His plan? Oust the GOP incumbent. KUER's Whitney Evans explains.
Winder says House District 30 Republican incumbent Fred Cox has squeaked by with a series of narrow political victories. And this year, he says Republicans in the swing district may be in trouble as more unaffiliated voters and Democrats turn out for the presidential race.
That swamped Fred's boat 4 years ago, and I worry it would again this year. And so we need to put forward a stronger candidate. Humbly speaking, I hope I'm that candidate.
In contrast, District 30 is a place Mike Winder has a strong political track record. There, Winder captured more than 70% of the vote when he was elected to the West Valley City Council in 2005 and again when elected mayor in 2009.
Could a Democrat win in that district? Of course.
Representative Fred Cox says he's willing to put in the work to reach voters.
I'm not afraid to run against Mike, and I'm not afraid to run against whoever the Democrats decide that they will put forth.
Winder began collecting the 1,000 signatures needed from Republican voters Monday to ensure a spot on the primary ballot. Cox is not collecting signatures. He says it's too cost prohibitive and prefers meeting with people under the traditional caucus and convention system. The candidates can choose whether or not to gather signatures under Utah's new elections law. Whitney Evans, KUER News.